obviously.
He amortized it over 30 years.
She costs more than coffee. Right?
You talking about the Keurig machine?
Yeah, yeah.
The patent's off on that this year.
You got this one.
What kind of machine?
Okay, anyway. Good evening, gentlemen. We continue in the Rambam, Hilchas Gerushim, Perek Ches, Halacha Yud Beis, Chapter 8, Law 12, and the Masnaim text, page 134, 135. We're talking about all types of conditional gets. And you know, if you can, how do you fulfill the condition? Is it a get? Is it not a get? Et cetera, et cetera. So in the thick of things, as they say, so in Halacha Yud Beis, we have another scenario. Hareza giteich al menas shelo sinasi lefloni. This is a get on the condition that you don't marry Chaim Yankel. So and so. Ain't no get. That's not a get. It's not a get. What's this compared to that we already know is not a get? For example, if he says to the woman, this is not a get unless you don't drink wine for the rest of your life. We already know that that's not good because he's now restricted her entire life from something, and it's got to be a clear cut away from this guy. Or it's compared to, you can't go to your dad's house forever. Same thing. Or your entire lifetime. Okay, you cannot go there. So therefore, the first case is also not acceptable. That's interesting. Even though that condition only is for the lifetime of that fellow, right? In other words, as long as that guy's alive, you can't marry him. Right? Still in all.
Marry him after he's not alive either.
Right? But it's still not going to help. However, there seems to be a lot of discussion on this, and there's some opinions. Ramban and the Rajba says that it would be considered a good get, because I guess when the guy dies, then it's finished. So the whole discussion, not everybody necessarily agrees, because remember we said if the condition can be finished, right, even though he's restricting on her, so there's a big machlokas. Is this considered the condition could be finished or not? Because as soon as he dies,
but would she be divorced when he dies, or from the time that he puts?
As long as she doesn't violate the condition,
the divorce stays intact.
So technically, she could get married tomorrow, right, as long as she doesn't marry this guy. So it's a debate amongst the Rambam and the other Mefarshim if this is not a get or not. It's not so simple.
It doesn't matter that the condition's ridiculous. Like, you could make a condition for the next 3 years, you got to pay me $10,000 a year.
Well, then if you don't fulfill the condition, then it's not a get. That's all. The question is it? A lot of times, remember, husbands are just trying to inflict pain on the woman. Okay. So, that's the condition. If the condition is not fulfilled, then it's not a get. So a woman could say, go jump in the lake. I'm not going to spend you $10,000 a year, and it's not going to be a get. Forget it. We're still married. Huh? That's all. All right?
So what if she married somebody else?
We're going to see. We're going to see. Rambam's going to talk about it. We're going to talk about what if the conditions are...
But then she gets divorced from that second.
Okay, we're gonna. So it's a problem. We're gonna get to it. We're gonna get to it. I don't know about today. I don't know if we're gonna reach it today. Before the end of this parak, we'll get to those situations. What's gonna happen? You can get the double whammy on you. So we're gonna talk about it.
Does that mean the husband can extract money from the wife for a divorce?
Technically.
She doesn't have to accept it.
She could say, okay, I'm not gonna get divorced.
Yeah, fine.
Then she'll go to the Bezdin with the big sticks, and they'll do another way to get divorced.
Yeah, then he'll get divorced.
There's always another way. Say, listen, I don't accept this way. I'm not giving you the money. We're not divorced. And she goes to the Bezdin and says, this is a terrible man. I want to be divorced. And the Bezdin, if they can use their discretionary powers, they'll make sure that he will give her a divorce. Okay, now, what if he says the following to her? Amanas shelo sinasi lefloni at chamishim shana. And this, you don't get married to this guy for 50 years. Then I raise a get that is a get. Why? Because there is a time limit. Rambam's opinion is, as long as there's a time limit, when it can be over, and then from that time on, it's not restricted anymore. It is a get. And let's see what's happening though. So what should she do? What should she not do? Velosi nase lo kolzman shehisna. So if she wants to stay divorced, she can't marry that fellow during those 50 years where the condition was made. Okay, but she could get married to somebody else, and we're not worried she's going to marry the other fellow, because that she'd have to do with her, you know, consciously, and she certainly wouldn't mess herself up under that situation. So he says, you're divorced as long as you don't marry Chaim Yanko for the next 50 years. So that's not, the Rambam's position is, even though that's inflicting on her, but it's not permanent. The Rambam's position, if it's not permanent, you can go ahead with it.
So it's 70 years?
What?
70 years or 90 years?
Okay, it gets to a point where it's ridiculous. It's not possible.
50?
So, well, you could live that long.
Long.
You could live that long. You could live that long. But anyway, but still, so now, what can she do? She can't marry that guy. If she marries that guy, then the get is, it stays.
Yeah, it's no get.
And then, you know.
No get.
Retroactive.
Well, we'll have to see. Again, that's not so simple either. Right? Now, but if she gets, so she shouldn't get married to the guy the whole time, and then it's a good get. If she marries the guy, then the get is retroactively been nullified. They were never divorced. Okay, now she could certainly marry other people, though, as long as she doesn't want to mess herself up. Now, one more interesting thing.
Didn't tell you, Rabbi, but didn't we say that about the first instance as well? Didn't we say, that...
What's your first instance?
Just this first one about how...
He says it's not a get.
But we said, but she could marry someone else, and she could be married to them.
No.
Where do we say that?
It says it's not a get. First case, we said there's others who argue on the Rambam. The Rambam holds it's not a get.
So those who argue would make it the same.
Then he wouldn't say it. Then he'd say, fine, it's a get. Right? Now, but now, what if, so that's not, what if though, okay, now I'm very careful. What did he say she can't do with this guy?
Marry
her. So what if the guy, he's smart, so I'll tell you what. Zonzimo. She doesn't marry him, she just has an affair with him. She just acts licentiously with him. She didn't get married to him. Okay. So, now what happens over here? What happens over here? Havlad, so now, and let's say they have a kid.
Whoa.
Now, is she divorced from this guy? From her husband?
Yes.
The only way you nullify it is if you marry the guy.
She didn't marry
the guy.
So she's divorced.
She just was mezana with the guy. That's all. Good old-fashioned znus. Okay? She's divorced. She didn't break the condition. As long as she doesn't marry this guy, she hasn't broken it. Just like she could marry another guy, right? Could she marry another guy? She married another guy,
sure,
right? So she has snus. Now we're not condoning what she did. We're not saying that she's being sinful, because even a single woman isn't supposed to be involved in snus, right? But technically, now she gets pregnant and has a kid. The kid is not a mamzer because she is still divorced.
She's a single woman.
Vaget kosher, and the get is a kosher get. Why? So here's the only condition he made was Ella Alan Asuna on marriage, and marriage she did not do. Okay.
Condition saying
that
you can't have an affair with him.
Could say that too, couldn't it?
What?
You could make a condition.
He can make a different condition. I don't want you to ever sleep with this man. That would be a whole together different condition.
But that wasn't the condition.
Then it would be a problem. But he didn't say that. He said specifically, nises, to have a proper Jewish marriage. I'm not going to have a proper Jewish marriage with a guy.
So having relations, we learned this before, but I'm unclear.
You can't do that. A single woman does not just have snus.
That's one of the ways.
Could having relations make it a marriage?
You have to say how mekudeshes libe be a zoom.
Okay, so the relationship.
It's not. They're doing strictly for off the record, as they say, right?
Off the record.
So then.
Why is the child not a monster then?
Because she's divorced. Remember, he says you're divorced on the condition you don't marry this man, right? So long as she doesn't marry the man, they are divorced.
Isn't it mums are out of wedlock?
No.
Mums is when you're married to somebody else, and then you have an affair.
While you're married and you have an affair, not the Goyish translation. Don't mix it up with the Goyish translation of a bastard. It's not the same thing.
Okay.
Now, there was another interesting thing. Let's go back a minute. Okay, what if she did marry the guy, right? Then we say the get is batel l'mafreya. The get is retro. Let's say 30 years later... She does get married to the guy. So now, retroactively, 30 years ago, she was not divorced. So now let's think about it. So let's play out the scenario here. Let's say, okay, today the guy gives her the get. Can't marry Chaim Yanko for 50 years. Okay, fine, I'm not gonna marry Chaim Yanko. What do you do? She goes marry Shmero. Okay. Maybe this was your case. She marries Shmero, and they live happily for 25 years, and she has three kids, and this and that, and Shmero dies.
Yeah.
Okay. Apparently, she doesn't spend 25 years already, and she meets Chaim Yanko again. And either she forgot or this and that. Maybe she thinks the husband won't know. So that. So, at the end of our lives, let's get married. Whew. Now they get married. So now you got a problem. So what's going to happen now? So let's go back. So now, because she married Chaim Yankel, retroactively, 30 years ago, she's not divorced.
She's still married.
She's married. So now, number one, when she was married to that second guy, the guy in between, she was not allowed to do that. She was over Ashes Ish. She transgressed that. The children are clearly mamzerim. Right? Now, this goes, now it's a machlokas.
Yeah, but they may have married already, not
much. It's serious problems. Hold on, just wait. Was this your question? This was your
idea.
Okay, anyway, so it's serious problems. She would really be messed. Now, you never know, it could be one of these great, the soap operas where the mother hates her children because, the husband dies, his kids don't take care of her. I'm going to fix you guys. You can imagine what can go through the crookedness. She hates her three kids, right? Right, like a witch. You went to a momser. Now marry Chaim Yankel. Retroactively, you guys can be momser. And she could extort them. If you three children come up with $1 million by next week, I'm going to marry Chaim. I'm going to be momsers. And not only that, you already married other. They could already have married other people. You can imagine what's going on over here. Hold on. Just wait.
Any gifts about getting it back?
No. Anyway, now we have to go on. There's more in my commentary. So now, now what happens? So even now, what happens? Let's say she marries the first guy for 25 years. Okay, now, and then the first husband dies.
Right.
And now she marries Chaim Yankel. So the Rambam's opinion is it's still a problem because the get was going to be nullified when 30 years ago. So it won't help, right? Because otherwise, it'll never be a problem to prohibit always, because the husband could always, what happens if the husband dies? You never had this, right? So what would that ever matter? So anyway, but others say no. Once the husband dies, the get is bottled. It's a big machlokes. Now, question, how do we get her out of this situation? It's not an easy thing to do.
Isn't the husband rescinded?
You can't.
He's dead. If he's alive, the first husband.
Well, we've already said that I don't know if he could.
He might not want to extort from the kids, so he said, forget it, I'm taking the condition.
But they're not his kids.
They're not his kids. He
I know, but she doesn't want him, he doesn't want her to make money.
Okay, I don't know, I have to think about
it. He's allowed to notify earlier.
But there's nothing really she can do to fix up this situation. This would be a horrific situation. Even though she's allowed to get married to somebody else.
She can just give her a new divorce based on what he's
dead. But it's too late. Let's say it's not dead. He's saying let's say he's not dead, right? But they're not. But when are they going to be divorced from? What date?
When are you going to do it now? It's
from today? From today? It doesn't help. 30 years ago.
As long as he doesn't be afraid of
a retroactive divorce, no.
He could. We've already learned he can add on to certain conditions. We learned that way back in Halacha
Aleph.
When you make conditions, you can nullify.
Only before she marries Chaim Yankel.
Yeah,
because once she
dies,
right? We said as long as it's, he says, as long as the husband can always nullify it, etc., as long as the condition wasn't fulfilled.
Right. So once he's
married, technically he could still help her in that situation, but if he died, he for sure couldn't help her. But it's a machlokas, it seems, between Ramos. Maybe that would be a nasty scenario, and that could wreak havoc.
Yeah. Can your uncle change his name?
No. He means this guy, no matter what you call his name. So it comes out the husband, you can imagine, it'd be a great frum soap opera.
He's
always jealous of Chaim Yankel. Chaim Yankel was always the best guy in the class, and the husband was in that voice. He said, you never like Chaim Yankel. He was in that for 30 years. She bugs you. Never like Chaim Yankel. He goes, okay, get your divorce. You can't marry Chaim Yankel. And then she goes and marries somebody else. It could be an incredible scenario. Anyway, there's nothing you can do, and they're finished. Next, Yud Gimel. Next case. Hareza gitech amenas shetinosi lifloni. Here's an easy one. You are divorced on the condition that you do marry Chaim Yankel. Unless the Chaim Yankel, is like now bald, fat, and ugly, and cheap, and all these terrible things. A rotten husband. See, listen, you want to get divorced? No problem. Go marry Chaim Yankel.
No. The only way you can get divorced
That's what I said. Go marry Chaim. You can only get divorced if you marry Chaim Yankel.
And that's it.
So now.
But she could mess him up because she could marry the guy and then divorce him the next day.
Yeah,
hold on. hold on, hold on. So Im, hold on. So Im Nisei's lo, if she marries Chaim Yankel, Hareiz a get kishar kol atznoim. It's a get like any other conditional get. She fulfilled the condition of the get. She married the other guy. Now the condition was there, and boom, everything's fine. However, the rabbi said, even though technically this all works out, they say lo tinase lo lo osaploni velo leacher. She should not get married to Chaim Yankel, or for that matter, to anybody. In other words, this is really a bad scenario. Why? Let's explain. Lo saploni lo tinase, can't marry so-and-so, because shema yom, because people are going to look, how's it going to look? You know, when the guy says, you know, you don't get married to my wife, you can get married, you're divorced, oh, you marry that guy. So it looks like nisheim noisman tonsa, it's like men are giving their wives away as gifts to other guys. It's like you're cheapening, the whole instance of marriage is weakened. You know, it looks, and you know, Chaim Yankel, let's have a card game. You know, winner, I win, you pay me 50 grand. I lose, you get my wife. How are you going to get my wife? Very simple. Watch. You lost, right? Boom. Okay, dear, you're divorced unless you marry Chaim Yankel. So you've just cheapened the whole institution.
No, you are divorced.
On the condition, if you marry Chaim Yankel, right? Now you, what's effectively happened? A husband has a way to give away his wife to another guy.
No, so she's married to the first guy. She doesn't marry Chaim.
Okay, but you understand.
If it goes through,
you've cheapened the whole institution. So even though technically, if she does marry him, technically it's a divorce, and technically she is married to the guy, the rabbi says it's not a good precedent to do. It's going to make things look terrible, and therefore the guys won't be able to do this, and then you call the bezin with the clubs, and they do what they have to do.
But why don't we come on to the whole thing about exercising control over her? This is exercising control.
This is worse.
So why is it even valid?
Because he made a condition. It is a legitimate condition.
She can take it or leave it.
Stay married to the guy. We're afraid if she takes the condition, now it looks like it's been cheapened, and the woman's helping it being cheapened. So the rabbi said, don't do that. Just say you're not getting divorced. You're not going to accept such a condition, and it's not going to be divorced. And you try to get divorced without those conditions. All right. Now, wait.
But effectively, like the other one saying, you can never get married for the rest of your life.
No, you can. Just fulfill a condition.
No, he's talking about the Chachamim are saying.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, then it's a problem. Now, why can't she marry another guy, though? It only works if she fulfills the condition.
Right.
So she'd have to first marry the guy, divorce the guy, and then marry another guy, and that's no problem. Marry the guy and kill the guy.
The second guy would work out too.
That's murder.
I know, but, you know.
At least make the drama more.
Right?
At least marriage is protected. It's murder.
Okay, now let's continue now. So that we're not done now. What if she transgressed what the rabbi said? Didn't the rabbi say, no, okay, what am I going to do, rabbi? Well, really, you really shouldn't marry because you're going to cheapen all this stuff. So, you know what, rabbi? Thanks a lot, but you guys don't care about agunas and all this stuff. I'm going to marry him anyway to what you guys have to say. So she transgresses and she marries Chaim Yankel, who's her only way out. Losaploni. So now what happens? She's gone against the rabbis. Can she stay married to him or not? The rabbis say, lo teitse. She doesn't have to leave him because she has fulfilled the condition. And just because you violate the rabbis who are making your cheapening marriage, that's not strong enough to say she has to get divorced from that guy. So she can stay married to that guy. Okay, now, but what if instead of that, Nisei's lacher, what if she marries a different guy? Shmerel.
When she's not divorced.
And she didn't marry Chaim Yankel, right? Kodem Shetinas, also before she married Chaim Yankel. So now what happens to the condition of the get? It didn't come true. But Tel HaGet, the get has been nullified. All it never was, right? And now can she stay married to that other guy?
No.
Vitetze, she's got to leave that guy because she was with him as an Ashes Ish. Married woman with the guy. She can't do that. And what about a kid?
Mamzer.
Vahavlad Mamzer. The Vlad is a Mamzer. But still, Vitetze get Misheni. She has to give a get from the second guy. Why? They were never married. So just because of Marasayan. It looks like she did get, it's funny, she had a whole chasana, and now she walks away with a guy without a get. People are going to think, I guess you don't have to give a get when you get married to somebody, because people won't know all the gruesome details. Which she got married to him like a real marriage, right? Now, and what happens? So really, 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 she couldn't get married to him. Really, was no marriage at all. So what are you going to say? Really, technically, just have to leave, and you don't have to do anything. Yeah. But if she just leaves, we're going to say, wait a minute, you know, where's the get? Why was there no get given? Well, it was a big wedding, and people don't know all the details. They don't, you know, I don't know. They didn't know there was a condition, let's say. I said, so I guess you don't have to give a get when you marry a woman. So therefore, you give the get as a chumrah, so people won't make mistakes and think when you get married, you don't need a get. Now, that's interesting.
Wouldn't that apply to all the cases where...
Well, no, not every case, not every case. Now, here, interesting, the Rivas says there, in this case, there's a way to get the kids to not be mamzerim. You can unmamzerize them. Can unmamzerize them. Why? Because let's go through the scenario here. He said, you can be divorced on condition you marry Chaim Yaakov. Okay, good. What is it? She married Shmira. She married Shmira. So now, that's a problem. She can't be married to Shmira. She has a kid from Shmira. Kid's a momzer. Why? Because she's not been divorced. But wait, she could still be divorced. So let her now, after the kid's a momzer, she can now turn to Chaim Yaakov and say, Chaim Yaakov, let's get married. So once she's married to Chaim Yaakov, was the get a get?
Retroactive at that point.
Why not? He just says, this is a get on the condition you marry Chaim Yaakov.
Doesn't
say when she marries Chaim Yaakov and after which marriage. So she married another guy. She was supposed to marry the other guy. You're right. And so far she's not divorced. So far. And they're from the first husband. Yes. So far the kids are mamzerim. Absolutely. But that whole get hinges on one thing. The old get hinges on if I marry Chaim Yaakov. So now what will she do? She'll marry Chaim Yaakov, and now the get is a get.
She has to get a get from the second guy.
Retroactively.
No,
however, let's figure this all out now.
So okay. She married the other guy through Bia, basically.
She didn't marry the other guy. Which guy?
She
married Shmero.
That was the first guy, not the second guy.
She didn't really marry.
She got the divorce retroactive. Who's on now first? The second guy that she married, that she wasn't supposed to marry, she was essentially married to him without having...
She was divorced retroactively.
So she's married.
She was allowed to be married to this guy. To the second guy, right? But now the problem is going to be she can't go back to him.
Yeah.
Because now
the third guy.
She married that other guy while she's really still married to the first guy.
Say the names again. It's better.
Okay, again, this is complicated. The guy says, you're not divorced from me unless you marry Chaim Yaakov.
Right.
What does she do? She marries Shmero.
Right.
And she has kids. Right? Now, right now, she wasn't supposed to be married to Shmero. The kids are momzers because she's not divorced.
Right.
Then she says, okay, I'm going to fix this. She goes to a Jewish lawyer. I'll tell you, you got an idea. Go marry Chaim Yaakov now.
But she has to get a divorce.
So anyway, so she knows. So she marries Chaim Yaakov. Now that she's married to Chaim Yaakov, was the divorce a divorce retroactively?
Yes.
Was she married to the first, to Shmero?
Yes.
She's married to Shmero because she was divorced. She was divorced.
Yes.
She was divorced when he gave her the get. Retroactively. Yes. She's divorced.
Yes. But under the chuppah.
Did she marry Shmero when she was now retroactively divorced?
Yes.
So it's okay to be married to him?
Yes.
Are the kids mamzerim?
No.
But wait a minute. There's one more problem now.
Yes.
But now she's married to Shmero. Right? And now she got married to Chaim Yaakov. How could she marry to Chaim Yaakov? She's a married woman.
That's true.
So since she's a married woman, she will no longer be able to live with Chaim Yaakov.
Right.
Because when you have an adulterous affair, you can't be with him. And she's not allowed to go back to Shmero, because if you had an adulterous affair, you're prohibited from the house and for the next guy. But what did it help? You helped that the kids aren't mamzerim.
Good trivia question.
You got that?
Wait a second. We got a little didn't we learn that if she's already married and she goes and marries a third person, that marriage is invalid?
It was, because when she married him, it was, she was allowed to marry him.
But I don't know what the rabbi would have said.
Okay, so you go to Luke now. So she was.
Because once she married him, she's divorced. That was the condition. So in other words, you can fix up the mamzer situation. Like but now she can't be married to the other.
Yeah, but
she can't be married to the other two guys.
Now, when you go around in the loop, now when she's married to Shmero properly because she got the divorce, she wasn't theoretically allowed to marry Chaim Yonkel because she was properly divorced. Because
but it happened all at the same time. At the time she married him, that was fulfilling the condition.
Is that the same?
The marrying of Chaim Yonkel is easier because they say, "Are you?"
So Chaim Yonkel could do her a favor, at least do the kids a favor to get out of the mamzeres.
But I'm not sure how under the chuppah she could have said to the rabbi, "I'm legally."
They didn't ask any rabbis this. They just
assuming they're asking rabbis.
They'd ask rabbis. It'd be a whole different scenario. Yeah, they didn't ask. They asked the rabbi. The rabbi said, "You're stuck. Your kids have mamzeres. No, you can do." So what do you do next? You say, "Rabbi, thank you very much. I'll do it anyway." And now they go to the rabbi and say, "Listen, I married a man. Now what are you going to do?" Now the rabbi's got to think. What are we going to do? Well, I guess the kid's not a mamzer. But you can't marry this guy. Okay.
Both guys are.
Yes, just going to number four now.
But the kids are
now. However, that is though. This whole little thing I told you is the Rivids. Now remember, the Rambam says the kids are mamzerim, and doesn't give them a choice. The Rambam will argue on this Rivid and say, no, when the husband says on the condition you marry Chaim Yonkel, then that's the next marriage. The Rambam will disagree with this way out of the Ravid, and he'll say that what the husband meant was say you're divorced only if you marry Chaim Yonkel means he's the next guy you marry, and therefore if you marry another guy, the whole condition was finished. The get was never a get, and you can't fix it up. So it's a machlokas, the Ravid and the Rambam, if that can be fixed up or not. Whoa, okay, where am I now? We finished this one, right? Where am I now? 14. Okay, it gets confusing when I look at the notes. Okay, let's see if we can do one more. Next one's short, so we can do one more.
In the earlier case where he said you can't marry somebody for the for 50 years, and she does marry him, and then she invalidates the get, the one we had earlier, you can't.
So the kids are mamzerim. You can't fix it up.
I'm just curious. Technically, does he owe her 50 years of support because there was never a get?
That's a good question. Maybe.
I like that. Okay.
Maybe. But what does she need it for?
I'm just saying.
But what does she need it for?
To buy the mortgage down payment. I don't know.
Did she? I don't know. No, it's a good question. I don't know. Okay, let's move on. Next one's a little simpler now. Yudal. Hareza Gitech. Here you're divorced. Vanir Shli, but the paper still belongs to me. The paper still belongs to me.
Ink is yours.
No. I bought the paper. It's my paper. Here's the get. You have a get.
Forget
but I'm telling you one thing. I haven't relinquished ownership of this get.
Yeah.
Ain't a magareshes. It's not a divorce. Why? She ain't zeh krisus. This is not a cutting because he kept the paper with him. Right? He kept the paper. You have to get it towed away. He didn't give it right. Right? What if he says like this? You are divorced. Almanas shetit niliasner, or you're divorced like this, you give me the paper back. Then I raise a get. That's a get. Fatina gives her. Because there, he said, he's not keeping the get. He said, I want you to have it. Here, you have the get. It's yours. It's yours. I gave it to you 100%. Now this is one condition. After you get it, give it back to me. Yeah. So that's okay, because you didn't hold anything back. If he says, I'm divorcing you and I'm never giving you the paper, then he never really gave her the get.
Yeah.
Right? Here, I gave it to you. That's one condition. After you get it, give it back to me. Okay, so she got it. Now she got it back, so it's not a problem.
And she proves she has a get. Better photocopy first.
He'll ask.
To the base there.
Get it into the receipt.
Yeah, then they'll go to the Bez and ask for a receipt.
Get everything. You just get a receipt.
Yes, I go to the Bez and say, I want you to know I'm giving it back to him. Please write me out a receipt.
No, but they won't write a receipt because until she gives it back.
So she's going to tell the guy to come into Bez and says, watch, Bez, and take a look now. I'm giving it back to him. I fulfilled the condition. Now write me the receipt. And then she's fine. Okay.
No, she doesn't have it at that point.